Welcome to game number one of the BGN Invitational 2 semifinal number two between Killa Ace and Dace Destroso. The map chosen for this first game was Killa Ace's choice, and not surprisingly, he chose an island map in the map of Island Hop.
This will be a prime opportunity to see what Des's play is like on an island map.
Alright, game number one is underway and Ramvit has already surrendered despite the fact that he's not even a member of the game. As soon as we get vision from the two participants, we'll let you know where they're starting on this exciting island map. Killa Ace is yellow and he is Protoss. His main base is the one located at the 3 o'clock position on Island Hop. And Dace Destroso is in the orange and he is Zerg located at the bottom right corner of the map. Zerg versus Protoss. Who do you think that's going to favor Zorak?
Well, I suppose it could go either way, the way these two play. I guess it's an interesting thing to note that this is the reverse of the situation that we broadcasted last time. You know, that game wasn't official, but it gave us a good preview as to... Okay, I think I'm just going to ignore Ram now. Anyways, I suppose it could go either way, but I'm entitled to, I'm inclined to believe that the Protoss will come out on top. So, most likely, this will end up in Killa's favor. That and Zerg is also Des's weakest race. Back to you.
All right, at this point, both players have their gas producing at this point. Desastroso's spawning pool has just started, and Killa Ace already has his first gateway warped in. Looks like at this point Killa Ace is slightly ahead in the teching part of this game. Although Desastroso does have an overlord coming towards Killa Ace's base. Ramvid thinks that it looks like a Reaver build, and that's probably a safe bet on this map. Zorak, any thoughts yourself? Back to you.
Well, yeah, at the moment it does look like Killa's preparing for a Reaver build. I can't say I know exactly what Des is doing at this time to, you know, what strategy he's going for, but, you know, whatever it is, okay, thanks, Ram. Ram thinks it's going to be a Hydra build. Whatever it may be, I think that, that Des is definitely going to have an interesting time staying on top of things here against Killa. Back to you.
Killa Ace at this point is building a Stargate, as Ramvid said probably pretty accurately for the third straight time. That's probably a record for him, by the way. It looks like Killa is going to harass Des's overlord that is sitting right in the top of Killa Ace's Nexus. Back at Des's base, he has a second hatchery build, and his other hatchery is being upgraded to a lair. And really, that's about all there is to say, as Desastroso is trying to get his overlord away before the Corsair comes, but I get the feeling that Corsair is going to make mincemeat out of that overlord. Back to you.
Well, it's only a matter of time before that Corsair finishes, and at which point, like you said, it's going to tear that overlord a new one. I guess as of right now, there's not a whole lot going on, mostly just, you know, the standard mining and bait building procedures. It now looks like Killa is sending out his Corsair to scout as opposed to, you know, destroy the offending overlord. And it looks like Des is now going to try and tech to Mutalisks, maybe, as he's now building a spire. And it would seem that his placement of that spire is a bit unfortunate because it looks like it's blocking his workers there. Meanwhile, back at Killa's base, he is now building a robotic support bay, which has just finished and will now allow him to start cranking Reavers for an offensive drop shortly. Back to you.
It's a pretty dangerous spot at this point for Dace Destroso. That spire that he built in his mineral line initially looks pretty questionable, I have to agree. But the thing is, though, that will provide a little bit of support versus a Reaver drop, as it'll limit the areas that Killa can drop the Reaver to do some damage. Especially the way that it blocks, it kind of divides it into two sections. It looks weird, but it might actually work. But still, I think Killa is in a pretty good spot at this point, with the Sayers that are on their way. Gonna hopefully kill an Overlord at some point. There we go. Finally, Killa Ace finds an Overlord sitting in Dess's base. Dess now has the Overlord's speed, however. But as was predicted earlier by myself, that one Overlord's gonna become mincemeat. Back to you.
Okay, well, I tell you, the placement of that spire may have some security bonuses as Ram pointed out, but I think it is a bit of a double-edged sword, because the second a Reaver is dropped there, those drones are going to have a more difficult time trying to get away, since they'll have to actually try and move around the spire. At this point, it looks like Death has just built up a couple of Scourges and some Mulisks, and meanwhile, it looks like Killa has been cranking out some Corsairs to gain some aerial dominance, and he is expanding over at the I believe that is what the not 6 o'clock. What's that other time? Okay, on the left hand side of the map. the leftmost part of the map. 9 o'clock, thank you. I can't read analog clocks, by the way. Sorry. I use completely digital. Back to you.
Well, while we were trying to figure out what time value that expansion was at, Desastroso managed to destroy the shuttle with one Reaver coming back towards Dess's base with two Scourged, killing the shuttle and destroying the Reaver in the process. Killa Ace has four Corsairs, while Dess has four Scourge and I believe five Mutalisks. Four Scourge and five Mutalisks ago. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. I should have seen that one coming.
Back at Dess's main base, he has a third hatchery in the process of being constructed. Killa Ace, at the expansion at the 9 o'clock spot, has a four. And a couple of photon cans to provide some defensive support. Back to you.
Okay, well, right now it seems like Killa's massing some more Corsairs to maintain his aerial superiority and to provide a good escort for his various shuttles that are going across the map here. And it looks like now Dess is putting an incursion into Killa's base, and he has just taken out a couple of the Corsairs. He's lost almost all of his force in the process, and looks like Killa has come out on top with four Corsairs to spare. It was, quite a good battle there. Back to you.
It was a good attempt, but unfortunately it was a futile attempt for Desastroso. And those four Corsairs that survive are on the process of picking off some overlords that are around the map that served as an informational purpose for Desastroso. One of them just left. Now a group of six Corsairs converges on the one that is near Killa Ace's expansion at the 9 o'clock position. And that Overlord disappears just like that. Back at Desastroso's main base, he now has a Hydralisk Den built as well. And Desastroso drops a group of about six Zerglings that are trying to do a little bit of damage at Killa Ace's main mineral line. There goes one probe, two probes, three probes. Four probes. Five
Four.
Probes.
Five.
Four. Five.
Looks like five is going to... Six.
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 Six for six.
Almost seven, but not quite.
Almost seven,
oh, wait,
but
that
not
other
quite.
Zergling is there trying to... And Killa Ace is now back at...
And this has turned out to be a pretty successful drop.
This has turned out to be a pretty successful drop.
Yeah, it destroyed a bunch of Killa Ace's probes, but the thing is, though, Killa Ace does have an expansion at the 9 o'clock position that's pretty well reinforced as well. Desastroso tried to drop on that, but those two photon cannons handled those Zerglings pretty easy. And I will send it back to you.
Okay, well, meanwhile, as that secondary drop just got repelled, it looks like Dess has dropped another small wave of Zerglings in Killa's main base. They managed to take out a couple of extra probes, and now they're being chased by a couple of Zealots. and it looks like the Zerglings are making a run for the Mineral Alliance again. And Akilla managed to pick off one Zergling, and it looks like Des is about to lose another one here. They're just kind of running around right now. And it looks like one of Akilla's Reavers just finished, and unless... Akilla just packed it up in the shuttle. Otherwise, he would have lost it there. And at the moment, it looks like Des is dropping a couple of Hydralisks, or three, and he almost takes out... he almost manages to take out the Reaver there. A few hit points left on that Reaver, but unfortunately it was packed up before it exploded. So Killa has now declared good game. He's expecting to win fairly shortly here. He has a pretty large group of Corsairs and a shuttle with a Reaver and possibly two Zealots inside. And they're making they just killed quite a few of those drones. And as I said earlier, that Spire, you know, that it's gotten in the way, which is unfortunate for Des, as now he's lost most of his overlords and almost all of his workers. And he is trying desperately to build up some sort of colonies at this point, but it may be too late. Back to you.
Yeah, things don't look good for De Sestroso, but I don't think it's the GG quite yet. To quote De Sestroso himself, of course. Back at Killa Ace's base, not much is happening, as he, I think, figured that that one drop with the with the Reaver and the two Zealots was going to do the job, but he decides to run back. Killa Ace has his fleet here of Corsairs, a group of eight Corsairs patrolling along the bottom of the map. And considering that De Sestroso doesn't have many overlords, that's not a promising position for him. De Sestroso loaded the one overlord that he did produce with two Hydralisks, and that overlord was destroyed. Luckily for Des, though, the two Hydras were dropped. Not much is happening at Killa Ace's expansion, except it's more probes and those two photon cannons in the forge there. And back at the main, Killa Ace is producing more Corsairs, more Zealots, and more units. Things aren't looking good for De Sestroso. Back to you.
Well, as effective as Des's first drop was, it appears that Killa is now bouncing back in full force, and for some reason or another, he's elected to just leave Des's base alone. Maybe he's toying with Des a little bit, and I can't be certain. One thing is for sure, it's going to be very difficult for Des to bounce back at this point. I suppose there's not much left for him to do except try to rebuild his workforce and hopefully try and put off a secret expansion somewhere. Otherwise, I don't see much else that he can do to come back from this one. Back to you.
I agree. Pretty much 100%. De Sestroso is trying to expand, looks like, to the island immediately to the top left of his main in the bottom right corner. However, that drone, with some minerals in hand, by the way, is just sitting there waiting very patiently to be built. And Killa Ace's Corsairs also have the power of Disruption Web now. Disrupted the two spore colonies that were there to protect the overlords. But of course, in that case, it's not going to do much good as those overlords are gone. Killa Ace is just going to repeat this process over and over and over again until De Sestroso runs out of money and is forced to give up. And I think that's about the ultimate truth to this game. If you have anything else to add, go ahead. Back to you.
Well, I think it's kind of unfortunate the position that that Des is in, and I guess also the matchup a bit, because like I said earlier, Zerg is not his strongest race, and it looks like Des has decided to concede the game. And that was the match.
And that was the GG quote, my friend, De Sestroso. Killa Ace wins game number one of the second semifinal of the BGN Invitational Tournament 2 in 15 minutes and 28 seconds on the map Island Hop. The final scores for game number one, Killa Ace with a score of 47,544. De Sestroso, 29,790. I have to agree, though, with you, too. I don't think it was a very favorable matchup for De Sestroso in this game one. Although game two is going to be very important for Deces Drosso to win, as it probably will be pretty hard to beat Kill Ace three times in a row.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to agree with you on that. There's always something to be said for winning the first game and having a little bit of a psychological advantage in that case. Respectfully, I'm going to have to disagree with Ramvid on the entertainment value of this game. It was a little bit one-sided, in my opinion, and I believe the last matchup that we saw between the two of them held much greater entertainment value. But then again, you know, the outcome of this match was probably the product of a couple of different factors, including the matchup and maybe the fact that it was an island map.
I agree 100%. Kill Ace has shown repeatedly now in four different games in an elimination game in the BGN Invitational tournaments that he knows what he's doing on these island maps. And Mass Corsairs with the Reaver and some support is rather difficult to beat, especially if you lose a lot of your overlords early, as Deces Drosso did. And that's going to basically do it for game number one of this series. Game number two will be coming quite shortly. And as soon as I regain my ability to connect back to the USA server, we'll get started with game number two. This is VGN Radio.